heard the Lord say that this is truly a time when He's passing by His church. And with every encounter, He's preparing a people for this next leg of the race. It's a special call, saith the Lord. Those that are heeding to my call, I truly am taking the coals from my altar, and I'm purifying your lips and your hearts. For this race and this time ahead is a holy calling, saith the Lord. And only those who say, yes, Lord, send me, and are willing to go through the fire, that are willing for me to purge and cleanse their hearts so that out of a pure heart, only those that allow me to touch their hands and their lives and reach into every area and allow me to adjust them, saith the Lord, those I am preparing, and I will offer them, come and run with me. Come up higher, saith the Lord. Come into the new place of righteousness and holiness. For I am doing a new thing in the earth, saith the Lord. And the time is short when I'll begin to pour out fresh fire, fresh anointing. For the times of miracles that you've been crying out for is upon you, saith the Lord. But only those who answer the call and will go through the fire and allow me to place the coals from my altar upon their lives. For those coals will burn away all unrighteousness. Those coals will also correct you in this hour, saith the Lord, and separate you from the ways of the world and worldliness. It's a high cost I'm asking you to step into. But those that allow me to come in, I'll do a new work. And you'll come out of the fire without any smoke. You'll come out of the fire without any burns. And you'll come out in the holiness of the Lord. And truly, as you come out in this new stature, saith the Lord, you'll walk with a new anointing, a fresh anointing. And those that notice and see and encounter you will say, this is the anointing of the Lord. They have been with God. They have experienced the presence of Almighty God. And they too will call it a holy work of the Lord. For this is a time, saith the Lord, in the season of transition, not to pull back and draw back, but it is a time to come before me and seek me with all your heart and with all your might and with all your strength. For I'm preparing a people, a company of people that will arise out of the ashes, will rise out of the tests and the trials that the earth has gone through. And I'll raise a people that will be my people in the earth and see my kingdom established, not only in their lives, but in the lives of those around them. So lift your hands as you hear the invitation. Who will go for me? Don't think it's a past call, for this is a new, fresh call. Just as I called the apostles and the disciples when I was walking the earth, I said, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. Now I'm saying, answer my call, and I'll make you a company of people that will see my kingdom invade the earth. That you'll begin to see signs and wonders that you've been crying out for. Oh, just lift your hands and let them speak to your heart right now. It's a holy invitation. It's an awesome opportunity. And he's looking at those who will respond and say, yes, Lord. Yes, send me. Doesn't matter what the cost, what the price. I'm ready to lay everything aside to see your purposes and your plans. To serve you, King Jesus. To establish your kingdom in earth. To see that manifestation of heaven touching earth. So we say, Father, we thank you for the grace. And I heard the Lord say there's a grace. Grace in this season. Quit striving. Quit working to get in. And just step in faith. There's a faith right now. It's not about you. I've already finished the work. I've already gone before you, saith the Lord. I've already pulled back the veil. And I'm inviting you to come sit with me in heavenly realms. I'm inviting you to come run with me as I continue to pour out myself into the earth. We thank you right now, Father. Just begin to thank him right now. Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, we welcome you to come right now. Just waves of your presence right now. We welcome waves of your presence. Oh, we welcome you. Come more, Holy Spirit. Just come. Just come inhabit. Come inhabit our worship right now. Ooh, come inhabit right now. The worship of your people right now. We cry out. Receive the sacrifice of our praise on the altar of worship this morning. Let there be sounds of worship, Father, that draw, Father, your heart, to draw your presence, that please you. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for that place of your presence. Oh, we cry out, Lord, for more of you. More of you. We welcome, Father, those encounters. That you're seeking those that will worship you in spirit and in truth. So we say, here we are, Lord. Here we are. We worship you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you, Almighty God. We exalt you, King of Glory. We exalt you in majesty and the beauty of holiness. All that is within us, bless the Lord. All that is within us gives glory and blessing and honor.
Holy, holy,
worthy, 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 worthy.